The Dark Room is a new novel. It is the debut novel of Rachel Seifert. It is the story of 20th century Germany told through the stories of three characters from three generations. The New York Times calls it an allegory of the German soul in its passage over 80 years. Times reviewer David Sachs says Seifert writes lean, clean prose and deftly hangs large ideas on the vivid private experiences of her principal characters. Rachel Seifert is our guest in this portion of the afternoon magazine. She's here with us to talk about The Dark Room. Rachel, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. The note about you in the book is very brief. Rachel Seifert was born in England and now lives in Germany.
Yeah.
Would you tell us something of your history and how it led you to write this book?
Well, I'm half German. My mother is German. And my father was Australian, but his great-grandfather was German. He was a German professor at Oxford University, where I grew up. And, I mean, if you're, what I say to people is if you're German or if you're Jewish or both, then this period of European history is inescapable, really. And so I guess the stories in the book are kind of stories that I grew up with in many ways. The first story, Helmut, is about a man who lives in Berlin prior to World War II, but also during World War II, and stories of the Allied bombing, things that I heard when I was growing up. And the second story is about a girl who has to go across Germany in the weeks after the war, and Germany was completely destroyed and there were no trains, and she has to go on foot with her younger brothers and sisters to try and find her grandmother. And these refugee stories are also stories that I heard as I was growing up. So those are the kind of things that led me to write the book.
Mm-hmm. And the third story, Misha,
uh-huh.
His story, is that the story that you most identify with?
I guess in some ways, because it is, I mean, the story is of a young man in present-day Germany who tries to find out what his grandfather did during the war. And he always loved his grandfather very much. His grandfather died when he was very young, but he was a central figure in his life and much loved. But as an adult, he starts asking questions about this man and what he could have done during the war.
Mm-hmm. Could he have been in the SS?
Could he have been? Well, he was. He knows that he's in the Waffen-SS. He was in the Waffen-SS, and could he have participated
right.
in the genocide? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the stories. None of the stories are about my family, or they're not autobiographical. And the last story isn't about me. But in a way, these questions are. They're very familiar to my generation of Germans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And stories about family. I mean, country can be family as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. That second character, the girl, who has to take her siblings across country through war-torn Germany
uh-huh.
after the war, what was it like creating her?
In a way, she was the most interesting character for me because we all look at that period of time now with the benefit of hindsight, or even just knowing that it happened, knowing that the Holocaust happened, we know that. And I was interested in getting it inside the mind of a character who didn't know. Although many Germans did, she's a 12, 13-year-old girl, so she didn't know that it was happening. And I wanted to try and explore what it would have felt like to find out gradually that something very, very wrong was done and that her parents may well have been involved or are guilty by association in some way. And I wrote it very much in the present tense and wanted to keep that present tense voice going. There's a sort of gradual dawning, the gradual realization and how shocking that must have been for somebody of that age.
Mm. The title, The Dark Room, is a wonderful title. Was that the working title from the get-go?
It was, yes. It was suggested to me by a university professor. He was my tutor at university, and I showed him the first story, and he suggested that. And then it seemed to, because in the first story, the main character is a photographer, but it did seem to work for the book as a whole, because it's not only the dark room, as in the physical dark room where he develops his photos, the character in the first story, but it's also the dark room that we don't maybe don't enter in our family houses, you know, in our sort of symbolic family houses.
Mm. And also, you know, how we can feel lost in the darkness, not knowing quite what is going on or what has happened.
That's true, yes.
Yeah. Has the novel been published in Germany?
It has, yes. It was published in Germany first. It was published in March.
And what kind of reaction to it do you hear from readers there?
I do, yes. I mean, the reaction in the press so far has been very positive, and which is very pleasing. I was most afraid of the potential reaction in Germany. And readers, it's been interesting, actually. I've done some readings, public readings in Germany, and afterwards I've had people come up to me and start telling me about their families and, you know, that they have grandfathers who were also in the Waffen-SS or were in the SA or fathers even. And so I feel, yeah, it's interesting the reactions that I've got, that people feel like they can tell me these things now.
Mm. And the reaction to it here in the States, what kind of things do you hear from readers?
From readers, again, actually, this was in Canada. I'm on a sort of small tour of North America. And in Canada, one of my interviewers, she had three uncles. She was of Finnish descent, and she had three uncles who were collaborators in Finland with the Nazis. So I've had stories like that. I mean, in general, the reaction from interviewers, there hasn't been very much printed or broadcast yet, but I have done quite a few interviews, and the reaction has been very positive, very interested and very positive.
Yeah. I quoted David Sacks in the New York Times at the outset because he put it so well, but it's hard to believe for me that this could be your first novel. I don't want to embarrass you, but have you written other things, and this is the first book that you've had published?
No, my background is film, actually. I worked as an assistant film editor for a few years after I graduated, and I wrote a couple of short film scripts, and then I got some money to make them, to direct them, and through that process realized what I actually really enjoyed doing was writing, and started writing short stories. But this is the first sort of book that I've written, yeah.
Mm. Your experience as a film editor, did it help you write The Darkroom?
I think so. I mean, I think what I was aiming to do was, it's such an emotionally charged subject, and I was aiming to approach it with as little hysteria and as little drama as possible, in a way. I wanted to let the events speak for themselves in many ways, and so I tried to sort of smooth things out, to keep things pared down as much as possible, and I guess working in cutting rooms for 5 years does help you pare things down.
Yeah.
Economy, it's the big word in the film industry is economy. Less is more, and I guess that has, you know, it can't help but influence you after 5 years.
Yeah. That being said, though, for you as a writer, is it difficult for you to leave things, so to speak, on the cutting room floor?
Not really. I mean, I'm actually now doing the readings that I've been doing to promote the book. I do sometimes read passages and think, oh, that could have been much shorter. I could have chosen a more succinct way of putting that. So I don't have difficulty cutting things out. I have difficulty putting things in. I guess.
Did you do the research and writing for this book in Germany?
Partly, but mostly actually in the UK. I spent a lot of time reading in libraries, reading and writing in parallel, actually, and watching many documentary films. But I guess I did go to Germany. I mean, I go to Germany all the time. I live in Germany now, but before that, I used to go to Germany all the time because I have family in Germany still, grandmother and aunts, uncles and cousins and so on. And I've always visited at least once a year, most of the time twice. So I did do some of the research in Germany, yes.
Was it family that made you, that got you to the decision to move to Germany?
I suppose so, but I always wanted to live in Germany. It's something that I presumed, in a way, that I would do at some stage. I thought about studying in Germany, for example, but that didn't come off. And my boyfriend is a Scot. I lived in Scotland for 5 years, and we've been together for quite a long time, and it was quite a long process of persuasion, but he was in the end persuaded to move to Germany. And he has old friends in, university friends in Berlin, and that's why we decided on Berlin.
Mm. And after the tour, will you begin work on another book, or have you already done so?
I've kind of started, yes, and but it's difficult now to work.
Yeah.
Because it's there's a lot of, it's not only the time that publicity takes up. I mean, at the moment I'm on, as I said, on a North American tour, and there really is no time, because I also want to get to see a bit of North America, 2 hours in Boston to look at the public library and so on. I have 4 days in New York, which is lovely.
Yeah.
I think it's also, it takes up a lot of your headspace in a way.
Yeah.
So it's quite frightening, actually, putting out a book into the world. I'm not sure. I hope it gets less frightening the more books you put out.
Mm.
But it does take up a lot of your thinking space.
Mm.
But I have been working on a new thing, and I have 2 months this summer. When I come back from the States, I'll have 2 months before I have to go on to the next thing, and I'm looking forward to having a bit of time at my desk writing.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, happy trails.
Thank you very much.
Rachel Seifert has been our guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. Her debut novel is The Dark Room. It is published by Pantheon.